listening to another episode of Hanging with Miss Cooper. And what's going on, ladies? How you doing today? Whew. When I tell y'all I have a good one for you today, I mean I have a good one for you today. Because a lot of y'all are going to be in your feelings when you hear what I have to say today. And this is inspired by several different blog posts and also by you on social media. Because, I mean, ladies, I am so sick and tired of the entitlement. The entitlement is so real. And I just can't. So the title of today's show is called "You're Not a Proverbs 31 Woman," sis. Now, we are definitely in the age of these new age men and women. And when I tell you that whenever I look on social media these days, it makes me exhausted. And that's not even the half of it. I mean, I have to mentally take breaks because this mess is becoming more and more toxic by the day. The one constant that I can count on whenever I'm doing my social media scrolling is how much these women nowadays just dislike or just want to have men, but don't want to do their part when it comes to maintaining on keeping that man. So the biggest thing I really see in my social media groups is women complaining about how they work and have to do housework. Their man, whether it be a boyfriend, a fiance, or a husband, will also be working. Yet whenever they come home, the man will come home and rest while the woman will have to come home and tend to housework, plus the kids after completing her own 8 to 10 hour shift at work. Now these women will complain about how the man will not do certain household chores or watch his own kids while she's trying to get work done. The man will go out or he will do outside work, you know, like lawn work, fixing things around the house, that sort of thing, but won't help with the housework or the kids as often as the woman would like. They feel that they are unappreciated or undervalued and turn to social media for validation in their feelings. And boy, do they get it. Women will come together on these platforms and bash men, stating that they are toxic or a narcissist because he has argued or asserted his authority on the matter. And even worse, these women will encourage other women to break up their relationships over matters like this or play petty games in order to get their way. So my question to you ladies is this. Is this how a Proverbs 31 woman is supposed to act? Now, I don't need you to tell me the answer to that question. You know what it is. You also know that what happens in these groups is just wrong. Encouraging another woman to be volatile to her man over something like household chores is stupid and childish. It's just another reason why there are so many singles and breakups, and also a reason for cycles like cheating. You're your own worst enemy. Now, I'm going to quote some of these findings that I have had in these groups. So these are taken from women who, you know, their jobs, they work at home now. And because of, you know, the pandemic and things that have been going on in our country, a lot of jobs shifted to working at home. So a lot of women are, in fact, overstressed because they're now dealing with kids at home and working a 9-to-5. So what these women are doing is, some of these are legit complaints. Like, this woman was complaining about how her husband doesn't wash the dishes when she needs to, when she needs him to wash the dishes. And somebody said something that I think was rather insightful. She said, "You have bigger issues than the dishes. It's his expectation of your role, and that's the issue." Which is true. Ladies, you brag about, "I'm a good woman," or "I'm a Proverbs 31 woman." But did you get the memo on what a Proverbs 31 woman is? Let me continue. One of these other quotes is, and these are really sad, "I pray I never end up with someone like this. I'm sorry, love. Y'all should be a team working together, doing things to make the other's life easier. This makes me sad." Or, "I always hate that women fought for the right to work. All I see now is women working a 9-to-5 on top of housework because so many men grew up seeing their moms do it all." And you know what? That last sentence is correct. A lot of men did grow up watching their mothers do it all. But it didn't state if that was a single parent household or if it was a married woman working and then coming home and doing work. So there's a lot of variables to that. But I can say from my own experience, I came from a two-parent household. I raised my kids for the first half of their lives in a single-parent household. My mother was a working mother at one point, and then she transitioned to being a stay-at-home mom. And when I tell you that life was difficult for her at some point in time, it really was. But, and I will say, my mother is probably one of the rare exceptions. And I don't mean this in that, "Oh, my mom did it all. She was a superwoman. If she can do it, you can do it." My mother got organized. So she actually made lists. And she followed those lists in order to get things done. So we had a menu for dinner that she planned out. We had a chore list. Me and my brothers did growing up. She had everything organized to a T for her. It wasn't always organized. We didn't always have a menu. But on those difficult times where she was trying to keep order, that's what she had. So here's another quote. And this is also in the group, by the way. This woman is saying, "Tell your husband the importance of having a partner. If he wanted traditional roles, you shouldn't have to work and take care of the house as well. Working from home doesn't equal free time. Since he doesn't do the dishes during the week, don't cook. Or you can use his funds to buy paper plates and cups." Just joking. But don't let anyone wear you down mentally, physically, or emotionally when you have children to take care of. They need to see an example of a balanced household. A lot of men grew up watching their moms do it all, so they expect their wives to do the same. And is that wrong? Like, that last sentence that she said, is that wrong? It sounds like the woman who is they're ultimately giving this advice to is not meeting the expectation. Oh, but this quote, this last quote, this is what has me like, oh my gosh, I have to do a story about this. I have to do a show about this. she says, I'm not working that many days and handling the whole house. That's what you call being single in your marriage. She shouldn't have to feel that way. So you're telling me that if a woman comes home from work and is doing housework plus taking care of the kids, and the husband is not coming home and doing work, that she's being single in her marriage? Okay. Yeah, let's keep going. So, encouraging another woman to be volatile to her man over something like household chores is stupid and childish. It's another reason why, like I mentioned, why there's a cycle. And I'm going to read to you Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willing with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it, and with the fruits of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth, and I'm sorry, this is all in the King James. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen, and she sells it, and delivers girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household, and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellence them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, I apologize if I butchered some of that. That is in the King James Version. So, to break it down for you in English, for you, if you are striving to be that of a Proverbs 31 woman, and listen very carefully when I say this, you're supposed to do it all. Meaning that you're supposed to run your household and make sure that it's clean. You're supposed to go out and work if you choose, or run a business. You're supposed to tend to your kids while your husband is working. You're supposed to make sure that your husband is good. It's a full-time job. It's the words that are in the Bible, which is from the Most High. This is a clear example of what a woman is supposed to do. Now, many women will walk around here and claim to be a good woman and want to strive to be a Proverbs 31 woman to attract a good man. But as you see, she was a hard worker. She had to earn being blessed and praised. It wasn't just given to her because she demanded it. She didn't get the blessings because she was a burden to her husband. She got up and earned it. Now, I know that my words will be accompanied with lots of discord and disagreement, but it's facts upon facts. Ladies, do you forget that your man works too? He goes out into this world and he provides not just for himself, but for you too, for your family that you have established together. Now, a man's stress isn't a woman's stress. It's a different type of stress. There are more expectations on that man than what he will ever talk about, what he will ever share with you, and what the world as a whole will put on him in a way that is different from your own. Now, I am not saying that it minimizes yours, because it doesn't. But you have to stop thinking that a man is just coming home to do nothing for no good reason. Now, I'm all about transparency here, so I'm going to tell you, you know, about my own situation. Now, my husband, he currently works 10 hours on a government job. He's at work from 6 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. He also works a gig job occasionally for extra income. Now, if he does that side hustle, then he's working an additional 3 to 4 hours before coming home for the day. So let's just say he's working 14-hour days. He is tired. He not only dealt with the stress of his main job for 10 hours, but he had to deal with the stress of the side job on top of that. Mentally and physically, he needs a break. Housework isn't on his mind or his agenda. He just wants to rest so he can start over and do it all again. And let's not forget the BS that can happen on either or both jobs that he's got to deal with. Then he comes home to you and your family, and if there's chaos going on, it's a lot. And because he's a man, he's expected to provide no matter what. Why? Because society as a whole has made sure that if he slacks, he's called trifling, even if he's just in desperate need of a break. Now, women are in a whole other category when it comes to work and time management. We also don't get off days. We have to be on call 24/7 for kids, crisis, encouragement, chaos, messes, and that's just in the house. If we work outside the house, we have to manage our time on the job and then have to leave the job if something at the house requires our immediate attention. Men rely on us to keep it together, and I'm talking about the home. But somewhere along the way, we have been taught that the man needs to handle the home too, meaning the housework and the daily task. So if you feel that way, wouldn't that disqualify you from being considered a Proverbs 31 woman? Because clearly what you're saying and expecting isn't lining up with the standards of what is clearly written out for the Proverbs 31 woman. Ladies, you want your man to help with housework. Talk to him about it. If he's too busy to contribute, consider hiring help. Now, I don't know if y'all caught that in the Bible verse, but the Proverbs 31 woman actually had housekeepers. She had maids. She managed them. She oversaw them. along with her children. So you could hire help, even if it's once a month. So let me break it down for you like this. Especially since a lot of you don't cook, and that's a whole other that's a whole other show I could get into. But for the amount that you spend on going out to eat, going out with your girls, on expensive clothes, that literally is a once a month expense that you could use for housekeeping. That's a once a week expense that you could use towards a maid. It really isn't that expensive. I've actually looked up the numbers. It really isn't. If you can't afford hiring help, make a schedule for housework. Not everything has to be done in one day. Now, I myself was feeling like I was drowning in housework at some point. It seemed like it was never ending. And you know what I did? As my children got older, I delegated chores for them to do. I created a chore chart in our home. Each child was given a set schedule for what chores needed to be done and on which day. And it was the same chores. I didn't give them a lot of stuff to do. They are responsible for cleaning the kitchen and the bathroom, feeding their pets, and keeping their rooms clean. Literally, that's it. The bathroom is set to be cleaned 3 times a week. They alternate who washes dishes and feeds pets. A simple schedule, and they both have benefited from it. And it has freed me up from having to do certain household chores. I now have time to focus on work, and I have a little bit of time to myself whenever I need it. Okay. So in the meantime, if you're going to fuss about your man not doing housework, don't call yourself a Proverbs 31 woman. You're not it, sis. You weren't expecting that. I'm Miss Cooper. And you all have a great day.